Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for this new beautiful day. And us here in down in Durban, we can hear the rain, Lord, and thank you for your rain of righteousness that has come to us, Father God. And we thank you that it just gets brighter and brighter because you come to give life and life in abundance. And you come to give us understanding so that we can know this the Him who is true, this good. And this wonderful God quality of life that is available for us, Father God, eternal life. We appreciate it, Lord. We thank you for your path and your purpose with us just getting brighter and brighter. And we're excited, Father God, in these times, Lord, to just know you and reveal you more and more in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, greet you all in the wonderful name of Jesus. Our readings is Psalm 111, and the verses is verse 4 and 5.
His unforgettable works of surpassing wonder reveal his grace and tender mercy. He satisfies all who love and trust him, and he keeps every promise he makes.
Hallelujah. You know, when we think of these wonderful mercy and his grace revealed, we think of the great cloud of witnesses that surround us and that has run their race. And that's all Old Testament boys. We can see in Hebrews 11, Abraham, Moses, Elijah, and there is powerful testimonies. They have had beautiful walk. You know, yes, we go through squeezings, we go through hard times, and we've got to keep on the race. We don't ever stop. It goes on from glory to glory. You just overcome and you have a mighty victory, and then there's something else standing in front of you again, and then you've got to keep your eyes on this Lord that is with you. It said he'll never leave you or forsake you, and just stay running the race. But it's so beautiful, as it says in Hebrews 12:22, we have come, you've come to this heavenly city, and in coming to this heavenly city, you've come to Jesus, you come to the Father, and you come to the where the church belongs. This is our home. This is our assembly of the first the church of Jesus, and all those whose names are written in heaven. And these wonderful stories that these people had is now a picture and a motivation for us, for the story that is set out for us. He says, I called you, and I called you to bear much fruit. So the only encouragement is just knowing the beautiful goodness of God, follows his leading, follows loving him, follows trusting him. And as Jesus said, told us in John 14, if you love me, you'll abide in my word, and I will reveal myself to you. And and if you love me, myself and my Father will come and make their home with us. And so we are encouraged to just stay on this highway of holiness, too busy with the good to fall into the lies and the deceptions. I hear there's a lot of lies on the horizon again, and it's this time just to, you know, come back to your first love. Hey, star you, it's about Jesus, it's about the kingdom, it's about being who you're supposed to be, a person of faith, a person of love, and mercy, giving out love at all times. So guys, that we are in a powerful time, we are in a beautiful time. You know, the beauty of God that's available for man was revealed in Jesus, from baby to young man to father. That ultimate glory, the power of the Spirit in those last 3 years of Jesus, that is about to manifest. I believe it with all my heart. It's what I believed from the beginning of my walk, and here, as we're coming, yeah, into our old age. I'm still young, but it's still, you can say we're getting more mature now. Is That's the flock, as we see in where's it? What's it that word? Zechariah 9, and then from verse 10 to 11 on, it talks about the flock of the Lord, that the Lord is upon them and he's with them, and they go out with power and might. And I see that power and might is in that high school, that ultimate, that powerful move of the Spirit, a revival that is here, that is growing, and it must grow into that fullness. Amen. When no weapon formed against us prospers, and we usher in together with the Lord, together with the Father, together with these brothers as run the race, and we are part of that family, and so we represent that quality of life. And so we stand, we take hold of that which God has taken hold of us for. So we live by this faith in the goodness of God, and we stay in it. Amen. Be blessed.
Thank you, Lord, that you remind us again this morning of your grace and your tender mercy. Thank you that you satisfied all who love and trust you. And thank you that you are a promise keeper. We love you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.